May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 208. Jesus, lover of thy nation, saviour of thy people free, visit us with thy salvation. Let us, Lord, thy glory see. O revive us, that we may rejoice in thee. 208.
Let us read together from the Word of God, from the first book of Kings, reading together from chapter 3. We'll read the first 15 verses. The first book of Kings, chapter 3, reading the first 15 verses. And Solomon made affinity with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David until he had made an end of building his own house and the house of the Lord and the wall of Jerusalem round about. Only the people sacrificed in high places, because there was no house built unto the name of the Lord until those days. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon said, "Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord, that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, "Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honour, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days." And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem, and stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and offered up burnt offerings, and offered peace offerings, and made a feast to all his servants. May the Lord bless that reading of his word of truth to us and help us in prayer. O Lord, our God, once more we seek to approach unto thee. We thank thee for the opportunity to gather together upon this evening sacrifice and once more in the worship of thy great and holy name. It is a mercy, Lord, that poor, needy sinners can seek and approach the throne of grace and call upon thy name and seek to worship thee. Blessed is the man whom thou causest to approach unto thee. Lord, we do pray for that thankfulness, Lord, that thou hast given to us a desire and an interest that we should be found in thy house of prayer once more. And do pray that thou wilt come near unto each one of us as we approach unto thee. Our needs are varying and differing. Our conditions are differing, Lord. We're not the same. And Lord, we walk in a way and path that is different to one to the other. But Lord, we come before thee, who art able in thy fullness to meet our needs in the gospel. And Lord, we do pray that thou wilt appear unto each one of us at this time. Reveal and manifest thyself unto us in all thy offices and characters that thou dost hold for thy people, that thou shouldest appear for them and meet their great needs in the gospel. And O Lord, we do come before thee feeling our need of thee at this time, and pray that thou wilt appear and do something for each one of us, that thou wilt bless each one of us with some token of thine especial love, thy mercy, and that we may be brought again into the blessedness of that mercy that thou dost show unto sinners in thy gospel. And Lord, we do pray that we may each be blessed, Lord, with some word in season to our souls, to do us good, to build us up and to edify us, that we might grow in grace and knowledge of thee, and truly draw near to thee, even as thy servant Paul, who truly knew and realized much of thy grace, and that thou didst teach him truly by thy Spirit all truth and doctrine, and that thou didst enlarge his souls upon all the blessedness of thy person and thy merits, and all that thou hast done for sinners at Calvary's tree. But his desire still was this, but that I might know him, O Lord. May that be our prayer this evening, still, Lord Jesus, to partake of thy gospel grace, still, Lord Jesus, to feel a need of thee, still partake, Lord Jesus, of the blessings and the promises of a covenant God, that we might know again and again that grace that came to sinners, that saved them, that brought them to thyself, that gave them precious promises to live upon, and set before them their heaven in Jesus. Lord, we want to know these things time and again. We're poor and needy in our souls, in and of ourselves. And pray, Lord, that thou wilt come and draw near. Oh, that I might know him, the power of his resurrection, fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Lord, undertake our cause and interest at this time. Oh, that our poor souls may delight in Thee, delight in Thy person, delight, Lord, in the blessings of all that Thou didst come to do for sinners, and oh, that they may be blessed to our souls. Even, Lord, that Thou didst come to heal the brokenhearted, to deliver the captives, to unburden those in the prison house. O Lord, come, we pray Thee, to each one of us at this time. Show to us, Lord, Thy great love. Bring us, Lord, again to Thy feet, that we might see our all and everything in Thy person, and that we might be enabled to say again and again that my Beloved is mine, that I am His. And oh, help us again and again to know whose we are, that we are bought with a price, the price of Thine own heart's blood. Oh, nothing else, Lord, will suffice for our poor souls but such a blessed and glorious testimony as that. And oh, Lord, we need it as we continue in our pilgrimage journey here below. And pray, Lord Jesus, that Thou wilt then draw near and bless us. Bless us, Lord, with Thy word and Thy truth. And Lord, help us by faith to live upon that word. Oh, to go forward in Thy name, and all the promises where, Lord, that Thou hast laid up for them that love Thee. Lord, help us to go forth and to reach forth, to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. O Lord, be with us then. Lord, only Thou canst bring us by Thy Spirit into the blessedness of these things. And we do pray, Lord, that this may indeed be a set time to favour Zion, to draw near to each of Thy people here. And, O Lord, that it may be indeed a place of blessing to their souls. And so, Lord, we thank Thee that if Thou hast imparted a desire to come again into Thy house of prayer, Lord, help us to worship Thee. And, Lord, what a mercy it is that a day in Thy courts is better than 1,000, Lord. 1,000 days, Lord, in this world, in all the evil about it, Lord, truly, Lord, is nothing to be compared, or cannot even come into the place, Lord, that a poor sinner is found in. A day in Thy courts, it is a wonderment of grace that we are found together and assembling together in Thy name, at this time a wonderment of Thy grace. But a day in Thy courts is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Lord, it is grace that has separated us and brought us, Lord, to Thy house of prayer, that we should not dwell in the tents of wickedness. And this is our mercy, Lord. Help us that we might give praise and blessing to Thy name. Do draw near to us again, we pray Thee then, Lord. And we pray, Lord, as we, the pilgrims here below, that Thou wilt watch over us and be with us in all our life and all our path here below. Help us to continue in faith and love to Thy name. Help us to live upon Thee, to serve Thee all our days. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. O Lord, May we be brought to follow Thee, to serve Thee, and Lord, with a cheerfulness upon our spirit, that it shall never be burdensome to us, Lord, to follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth, but, O Lord, that Thou wilt go before us in the way and lead us forth through this barren wilderness here below. And, Lord, sin and wickedness and evil on every side. Thy day, this day, is as any other day, a day that is desecrated. And, Lord, Thy name is blasphemed amongst men. And, O Lord, the solemn truth of those that seek to worship this day, and yet, Lord, leaders, O blind leaders of the blind, O that they're following solemnly the voice of man, and, Lord, the solemn truth that Thou wilt not regard man, and, O Lord, there are those indeed this day who have changed and corrupted Thy word to suit the awful nature of man. And, Lord, truly is an abomination unto Thee. And, Lord, this land, Lord, a land that has been blessed, a land that has been preserved, a land that has been watched over by Thy almighty hand towards us, kept, preserved, brought through two great wars, Lord, and, oh, truly, Lord, a land that has despised Thee, turned their back upon Thee, and will not have this man to rule over them. And, Lord, the solemn truth, Thy judgments upon the land, and we feel it truly to be so, Lord, that we're deserving, Lord, of nothing. We deserve Thy wrath, Thine anger for all sin. O Lord, have mercy upon us. O save us, Lord. O that there may be yet, we pray Thee, Lord, in this land of ours, a little reviving, a little, Lord, grace reigning through righteousness, for it is righteousness alone that exalteth a nation. And, Lord, we do pray that Thou wilt appear, turn the hearts and lives of many. Thou art able to do it, Lord. Nothing is too hard for Thee. Bring us back to Thyself, Lord. Show Thy mercy, and, oh, that there may indeed in this land again be a spiritual prosperity. Lord, the hearts of many turned to Thyself to serve Thee and to worship Thee. Lord, we commit these things into Thine ever-merciful hands, that Thou wilt indeed do it for us. And, Lord, we do pray that Thou wilt, Lord, be that one to prepare us for Thyself. Thou art coming again. We briefly made mention of this morning. Lord, may we seek, Lord Jesus, to know what it is, to be one with Thee, to seek Thy face, Lord, to be found in union with the Lamb, from condemnation free. O Lord, we do pray that the hearts and lives of many may be turned to Thyself. We pray for all those that worship in Thy house of prayer here, or that there may be through Thy grace their hearts turned and, Lord, drawn to Thee for life and salvation. Lord, appear for each. Show them, Lord, Thy mercy, that mercy through blood. I make my plea. God, be merciful to me. We commit these things to Thee, Lord. And so, Lord, We pray that this day be with all the gatherings that come together in thy name, those under thy grace, and those, Lord, whom thou hast separated and sanctified, that they should be a people unto thyself, a people who were not a people, but are now the people of God. Lord, draw near to them, and pray thy word and thy truth be a blessing to their souls, to build them up and to edify them in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they might learn and know of thee. And Lord, we do pray, hear all the prayers and the petitions of thy people that are offered up this day, and in thy name, Lord, the needs of thy people and thy churches and chapels and in our denomination, their great needs, Lord. Oh, hear all their prayers and petitions. Give answers of peace, we pray thee, Lord, and appear for them. Many, Lord, this day that are found under red sermons, O Lord, their faith still in thyself, and that, Lord, thou wilt bless them. Take of that word that was once preached, O make it spirit and life to the souls of thy people, and feed thy sheep and feed thy lambs, we pray thee, Lord. And Lord, we pray again for each of thy sent servants. Undertake for them, be mouth matter and wisdom for them. Pray that thy word and thy truth through them shall be made useful and profitable to the souls of thy people, to do them good. And Lord, be with each unable to attend at this time. O Lord, be with them where they are. Bless them with thy presence. Go before them in the way, and Lord, show them thy mercy. Be with thy servant now, and help him that he may be enabled to speak in thy name, thy word and thy truth. Speak through him by thy Spirit, that it might be thy word and not the word of man, and that it may by thy Spirit be that word that shall go forth into the hearts and lives of thy people, confirming them in their faith and love of Jesus. We seek and ask these mercies in the name and in the person of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn number 690. On wings of love the Saviour flies, and freely left his native skies to take a human birth. The wise and righteous men go near, his wonders see, his sermons hear, and think him nothing worth. 690.
Thank you.
with the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, we would seek to draw your attention to the first book of Kings, chapter 3, and reading the last clause in verse 5. The first book of Kings, chapter 3, reading together the last clause in verse 5. Ask what I shall give thee. Ask what I shall give thee. Solomon just succeeded to the throne of his father David. And in the chapter that we read together, he'd made affinity with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter, brought her into the city of David. We do believe that here that the Lord Jesus taught and instructed his people they should not have affinity with the heathen nations round about them. But here we truly believe that Pharaoh's daughter was proselyted to the Jewish religion and faith. I do believe that we have some words in this chapter that we read together that may confirm this. In verse 3, Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. He did love the Lord. He served the Lord. And I do believe truly that he did that which was right and good in the sight of the Lord. And that Pharaoh's daughter was proselyted to the Jewish faith. I do not believe that Solomon would offend against his Lord. I know that there were many solemn things that later in his life where his heart was turned. But here I do believe that he pleased the Lord, and that Solomon also sacrificed unto the Lord. He sacrificed, burnt incense in high places. That is, that in those days they sacrificed upon the housetops, the mountains. And here Solomon sacrificed at Gibeon, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. That is where, I believe, the altar and the tabernacle there abode. And it was at this place that the Lord appeared unto Solomon in a dream by night. It wasn't an ordinary dream, friends. It was spiritual. It is the way and the means that the Lord spake to his people in those days. The way that the Lord came and communed with them, spoke to them. And Solomon was greatly blessed and favoured, that the Lord should come and appear to him in such a way as this. And said to him, ask what I shall give thee. The mercy of these words belong unto each that are like unto Solomon, each of the Lord's dear people. I cannot think of any greater blessing than this, than God should come to any poor needy sinner and speak such a word as this, ask what I shall give thee. God, who is holy, infinitely holy, pure, asking a poor needy sinner, ask what I shall give thee. See how near God is to his people. See how blessed they are. See how favored they are. There is a word in that Moses spoke, rehearsing again to the children of Israel all the Lord's goodness, all the way that he had brought them. He said this to them, for what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? What nation of people are so great and so blessed, not great in themselves, no, great, because it is God that is in the midst of them and rules and reigns for them, but shows his mercy and his goodness to them. That is the greatness of this people, and he is so nigh to them. And this may lead us to the truth of the words of our text, how that God is so nigh unto his people. Isn't it here? That Solomon, his desire to walk in the statutes of David his father, to keep the commandments of the Lord, to serve him, delight in him. And it says, and Solomon loved the Lord. This is spiritual, dear friends, spiritual. And it is to these that the Lord will speak such gracious words as this. It is as we stand before him as poor needy sinners. It is as we stand before him in the blood and righteousness of Jesus, not in any standing or ground of our own, dear friends, not at all. There is nothing in us, friends, that is pleasing to God, not by nature. We're all unclean. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And Paul discovered the truth in me that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. It is through the blood and righteousness of Jesus alone that the church standeth whole and complete, and that God is so nigh unto them through Jesus. There is another truth, a gospel truth, that Jesus spake in respect of these words. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. What a mercy it is, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you. His word, his gospel, his truth, his doctrines. Do we not love them, dear friends? Do we not embrace them, dear friends? Do we not hold fast to them? His word, his truth. It is Jesus, isn't it? The written and the incarnate word. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, see the blessing that follows. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. This is our mercy today. This is our acceptance at the throne of grace. It is through Jesus. Ask what I shall give thee. There's just one or two truths in respect of this word. Ask what I shall give thee. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there any case that is too difficult? Is there any here, dear friends, come this evening, thinking and believing, friends, that their case can never be met? Well, friends, you must think differently. Ask what I shall give thee. Who is it, dear friends, that took 5 loaves and 2 small fishes and multiplied it amongst 5,000 men? Who was it, dear friends, who is able to do great and mighty things, impossible things, difficult things? It is Jesus. Ask what I shall give thee. Large petitions with thee bring. And that includes the small ones, dear friends. The small ones are too difficult for us. Don't think, friends, that we can manage the small things. We can't. No. We still need this word. Ask what I shall give thee. And, dear friends, isn't it a wonderful, as it were, invitation? Who to? To those that cannot help themselves. To those that are the poor, the weak, the helpless, the destitute. He will not despise the prayer of the destitute. Ask what I shall give thee. This is our mercy today, dear friends. Ask what I shall give thee. We sang in our hymn this morning, the second hymn, I believe it was, My soul, ask what thou wilt. Thou canst not be too bold. Since his own blood for thee he spilt, What else can he withhold? We're coming to one, dear friends, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Ask what I shall give thee. Just want to put forward one or two things, friends. We've come to the Lord's house this day, this evening. Ask what I shall give thee. What have we asked for, dear friends, when we came to the Lord's house? What did we ask the Lord for? What did we bow our heads down for and ask and request of him? Did we offer up, friends, a prayer? Did we ask him that he would bless us? Ask what I shall give thee. Did we ask him that he would show his mercy to us? Did we ask him, dear friends, that he would come to us in a very real and personal way and reveal himself to us in his word and truth and give us, dear friends, some token of his especial love, a token for good? Ask what I shall give thee. Have we come, friends, needy enough and poor enough to seek such a blessing from Jesus? Ask what I shall give thee. At the Sunday school, we just spoke in respect of that blind man, Bartimaeus it was. His case was needy. His prayer was most suited. But Jesus said to him, did he not? What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Isn't that the same as the words of our text, dear friends? He wanted a blessing, didn't he? He was in trouble. But he cried. He looked for mercy from Jesus. Jesus appeared to him. He didn't pass him by, dear friends. His prayer was fervent. It was effectual. The Lord heard him. And the Lord will not pass by, dear friends, any that call upon his name in such a sincerity and truth as that man cried. His need was of Jesus. Jesus was the only one that could do anything for him. And he knew it. But do we know it? That Jesus is that only one that can meet our case and our need. Ask what I shall give thee. And then when we came to the Lord's house, did we ask, dear friends, that the Lord would give the minister something to say? Did we ask the Lord that he would be merciful in this way? I don't stand here, friends, in my own strength. I need the Lord to give me a word. Ask what I shall give thee. It is my prayer that the Lord would give me his word. Is it your prayer for the minister? That the Lord would give him a word to speak. Ask what I shall give thee. And if the Lord give him a word, that he might apply it to yourselves, to your own souls, that it might suit your needs. Isn't that the truth? Is that why we've come, you see, to the Lord's house? That he would speak to us a word in season to our souls? We need his word, dear friends. Never fail when you come to the Lord's house to ask the Lord that he would give his servants a word to speak and that he would bless it to your own souls. Ask what I shall give thee. Did we ask, dear friends, when we came to the Lord's house, that the Lord would show his mercy unto all that might be here? Mercy in his salvation? Did we ask that the Lord would gather to himself sinners saved by grace? Did we ask the Lord this? And then we may return it in a personal way for ourselves. Is that the truth, dear friends? That we want to know Jesus in his salvation? Ask what I shall give thee. Have we got seekers here? Those who want to know the Lord in his rich mercy and grace, and that in particular shown at Calvary, where he laid down his life for his people? Are we seeking the Lord Jesus and asking him that he might go to Calvary, as it were, that he laid down his life for my poor soul? Are we hoping, dear friends? Are we seeking? Would in a day of grace ask what I shall give thee? A day of grace, a day of mercy. I think of that word in Isaiah 55. And I pray that all that are here may receive the blessing. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. It is a day of grace, a day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Today. Mercy is shown today. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Oh, friends, come with the mass of thy sins. Tell the Lord the bad heart that you have, your sinful life. He is merciful to hear, dear friends. He came to save sinners, to redeem them, to gather them to himself, to seek and to save that which is lost. And ask. You know, dear friends, the great mercy of our God is this. It isn't what we have done. It isn't what we have deserved or merited. It is what Jesus has done. That's what it is. He will give repentance, yes. Blessedly so. And it is a mercy to be one confessing their sins. But you see, ask what thou wilt. Is it the pardon of thy sins? Is it, friends, the ultimate blessing? Because that is the ultimate blessing, isn't it? The pardon of one's sins. May the Lord encourage seekers to ask what I shall give thee, that mercy might be found, that you might know the blessedness of his redeeming love at Calvary. He came lovingly that he might put himself in the place of the sinner upon Calvary's tree. This is the mercy with Jesus. Ask what I shall give thee. And then the Lord's dear people, what is it, friends, that will burden and try and exercise the souls of the Lord's dear people all their days? Isn't it sin, dear friends? It's a plague, isn't it? We cannot free ourselves from it. It will burden us, dear friends, all our lives. Ask what I shall give thee. And how often, friends, we are brought to that place to abhor ourselves. We come to the close of a day sometimes, don't we? And we have to say, well, where have I been this day? All manner of thing that has overtaken us. And the solemn truth of what we experience in besetting sins in word and thought and deed. And the same that Paul experienced, that when he would do good, evil was present with him. Oh, and we discover that day by day. The solemn truth of our sins. It was the burden that belonged to the publican. He couldn't as much as lift up his eyes to heaven, dear friends. He couldn't look up, dear friends. The burden was inside. It was in his poor soul, dear friends. It laid him low. Ask what I shall give thee. Friends, it was his only petition, wasn't it? God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You know, dear friends, when the Lord Jesus says, ask what I shall give thee, I believe this truth. He will answer. He will hear thy request. He heard the publican. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Ask what I shall give thee. And he went to his house justified. Oh, the Lord had healed him. The blood of sprinkling upon his conscience removed all his guilt, all his defilement, cleansed. And he was justified. This is the mercy that we have today. The precious blood of Jesus, the fountain of his blood, still open for sin and uncleanness. Ask what I shall give thee. There are some other gracious truths that we may be brought to seek after, dear friends. Things that may trouble us and things that may burden us. But to show, dear friends, that the Lord is prayer hearing and prayer answering. And if you will not turn away, friends, from the requests of his people, those who come before him in a humble sincerity and seek him and desire earnestly and implore him that he will do something for us. I thought of poor Anna. She came before the Lord in the bitterness of her soul. And I do believe this in respect of poor Anna. She truly feared the Lord. She loved the Lord. Yes, she had an adversary in Peninnah. Peninnah bore sons and daughters to Elkanah. And that may show to us, friends, quite a few years that Anna was found here, worshipping and seeking the Lord. And I believe that it was a request time and again. Ask what I shall give thee. And friends, when the Lord didn't come to her the first time, she didn't cease from asking. Mark that. When he didn't come to her the second time, she didn't cease from asking. When the Lord didn't come to her the third time, she didn't cease from asking. She came, friends, with all her deep need to the Lord. The Lord was her only hope. She was barren. And it is only the Lord that could do something for her. She was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Let us see, dear friends. Ask what I shall give thee. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition, which I asked of him. I believe she prayed, and she prayed, and she prayed, and she prayed. But the throne of grace, dear friends, was her only hope, all her need. And friends, the Lord came to her. Do not despair, dear friends. Wait upon the Lord. He may not come immediately. And in a moment, sometimes he does. But friends, wait upon him. That patience that we just briefly made mention of this morning, that patience was with Anna. She pressed on. Ask what I shall give thee. This is the mercy that truly came to Anna, and it is an encouragement for us today. If we leave a petition with the Lord, do not take it away from the throne of grace, dear friends. Do not take it from the Lord. No, he may be trying thy patience. Hold fast, dear friends. And I say this to seekers also, who want to know the Lord in his salvation. Continue, friends, press on, seek, and ye shall find. But then we also have another truth in respect, and I thought of, if I can just find it, that word that in respect of Jabez, he was a praying man, a man that feared the Lord, and a man that sought the Lord. Jabez was more honourable than his brethren. I believe it may be this, dear friends. He sought the Lord and followed the Lord. Called upon the name of the Lord. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast. Ask what I shall give thee. In the historical meaning of this, the children of Israel were still fighting for the borders of their land to be increased. They had not yet fully conquered and taken the land. That is the historical side of it. But the spiritual is this. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. If we come this evening, Lord, friends, to know more of the love and the mercy of the Lord, enlarge my coast. Bring my soul nearer to Jesus. Bring me again to see the blessedness of my salvation. Confirm me again in the blood and righteousness of Jesus. Show to me that I am born of God. Show to me that heaven is my portion. Bless me with thy word, thy truth and promises. Jeremiah said, Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they were to the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. And friends, the Lord will come with a word in season. He will bring us, friends, into his banqueting house, and that his banner over us may be that of love. Ask what I shall give thee, or if it is an earnestness upon our spirit, that we might know and understand greater revelations of his love and his mercy to our souls, and particularly if we come to the Lord's house, dear friends, feeling much of our sinnership, the foolishness and folly of our ways betimes, the wanderings of our hearts, the sad departings, friends, from our Lord. Oh, it is our experience, dear friends. We don't delight in it. But it is so, dear friends. We cannot keep ourselves. We cannot save ourselves. But Lord, enlarge my coast. Give me a token again, Lord, that I am thine, that I am thine, that thou art mine, in ties of blood. We want to know these things, dear friends. Enlarge my coast. Give me a token that heaven is my portion. Or is this our prayer, dear friends? That heaven is our portion. That we are journeying in the heavenly road. A narrow way. A straight and a narrow way. But we desire the love visits of the Lord. The tokens of his love. The confirmations of his love. We need them, friends. Enlarge my coast. It is a good prayer, isn't it? Expand my soul upon thy love and thy mercy, thy grace and truth and word, thy promises. Oh, we want the promises to belong to us. We want to realize them in our own souls. We want to be blessed by them. Ask what I shall give thee. Friends, if we are earnest, he will not deny thee. No. Sometimes he comes, dear friends. We ask sometimes, you know, because the Lord seemeth to hide his face at times, and which he does. But then, friends, he will come in his divinely and appointed time and give thee a blessing for thy soul. An unexpected time in respect of us, a right time in respect of the Lord, but what a mercy when he does come. I believe that I have told you before that ask what I shall give thee. But the Lord lifted up my poor soul on one occasion. I believe I may have mentioned it. It was a train journey. And that total eclipse. On that day, the total eclipse, in the year 2000, I believe it was. And it seemed that all the country was travelling down to Cornwall. To see the fullness of it. But at that moment, friends, 5 minutes before and 5 minutes afterwards, the Lord eclipsed my poor soul on that train journey. I thought my poor soul was in heaven, friends. Ask what I shall give thee. He does appear, friends, for his people. Ask what I shall give thee, our time is gone. But friends, whether we're young or whether we're old, we're all on the edge of eternity. Lord, teach me to number my days that I might apply my heart to wisdom. Is that our request? You know, we don't know when we should be taken from this earthly scene. The Lord knows. Neither of us, friends, can say that we will see another day. I don't want to upset any of you, dear friends. Many have left their homes today that will never see them again. You may hear of it in the news tomorrow, whatever it may be. We don't know what a day may bring forth. And this prayer should be in our hearts, dear friends. Ask what I shall give thee. Lord, show me my end. Oh, friends, ask the Lord to come in his gracious promise. Ask the Lord to appear. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Oh, friends, ask what I shall give thee. What a gracious promise that is. Ask of it, dear friends, that we might know that peace with Jesus, that we might be ready for him and for his will, that we might be made right, that we might be made sensible of our need of him. May this be our prayer, in that there is an encouragement in the word of the Lord also, in that Psalm 37. Mark the perfect man, behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. May the Lord bless us with tokens of that peace as we journey on. And may the Lord take our hand and lead us over the icy waters of Jordan, that we might be blessed and come to him and where he is. You know, we do not know how the Lord will take us from this earthly scene, unless the Lord come first. But the time is fixed. But oh, may we be ready. Ready to follow the Lord in his will. May we have that token in our poor souls, that it shall be well with us at that time. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Press the promise. Press it, dear friends. Ask the Lord to apply it to our souls, the comfortable peace that will ensue. David was blessed, and with a gracious promise, it come through many troubles and difficulties, and to the end, almost to the end of his days, in his latter life, and he was blessed with that word. Although my house be not so with God, oh, he had many failings, many shortcomings, not only his own family, Absalom and so forth, but all those that opposed him. Although my house be not so with God, in respect of himself and his known felt sins, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. This is all my salvation and all my desire. Oh, that covenant of God's grace. Plead it, dear friends, that it might be our portion, that we are found inside of that promise, that it shall be well with us. Ask what I shall give thee. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £684, for which we're very thankful. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening, an address by Mr. Pickett. Mr. Pont is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Richard Field next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School. Hymn 988. Happiness, thou lovely name, where's thy seat, oh tell me where? Learning, pleasure, wealth and fame, all cry out, it is not here. 988.
Thank you.
bless the services of thy house this day, all that has been attended to in thy name, thy word and thy truth, and the glory of thy name. Pardon all that has been amiss and sinful with us. May thy gospel grace have free course in this dark and evil day in which we live. Gather many sinners unto Zion. Take us to our homes in peace and safety. Be with us in all our path, all our goings forth. Undertake our whole cause and interest. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and forever. Amen.